For CGLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. On Wednesday, March 26, hundreds of students gathered in front of Dawson College to protest against Higher Education Minister Pascal Derry's investigation into course content about Palestine at the province's CEGEPS. Students demanded the termination of this investigation and Derry's resignation.
Friends and comrades, we are here today as we mobilize after 18 months of genocide for our brave people in Gaza. In November 2023, Dawson went on strike against the genocide along with 90,000 students across the province. The Ministry of Higher Education, under pressure from the Zionist lobbies, has launched an investigation in Dawson into the so-called campus climate. Shame!
Shame! Shame!
Minister Derry, along with the CAP government, has started a campaign to repress and intimidate students, faculty, and administration on our campuses.
Shame! Shame!
The student front in the movement, which has consistently mobilized and shown up for our people, has faced repression not only from administrators on CEGEP and university campuses who choose to brutalize, surveil, and attempt to shut down time and time again the movement for the liberation of our people.
Shame!
We now face a greater threat from the CAP government and Minister Derry as they attempt to intimidate our teachers into silence, attempting to criminalize education and academic freedom to teach about Palestine.
Shame!
Pascal Derry's motive is clear: to shut down the movement for Palestine in CEGEP to advantage the Zionist agenda. Derry worked 6 years on the board of governors at CEGEP and now utilizes her position as higher minister to impose this political investigation on the CEGEPs who have shown up for our people by mobilizing students to oppose the genocide. Shame!
Shame! Shame!
We mobilize today across CEGEPs and universities in the province to make it clear we will not stand for this government attack on the movement. The abuse of power from the minister cannot go unreported as she sends investigators into our schools, interrogating faculty, administrators, and union executives in an attempt to repress Palestinian, Muslim, and Arab voices on our campus. Shame!
Shame!
Our MSAs have been targeted at Vanier and Dawson, with investigators going into the prayer rooms for reasons undisclosed in this investigation, violating students' privacy to prayer.
Shame!
The minister also attempts to force our administrations and unions to disclose students' personal information involved in student clubs to further facilitate government intimidation of the movement on our campuses. Shame!
Shame!
The government crackdown on Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students is nothing new. Just last week, the Quebec government announced a new bill targeting Muslim faculty and students attempting to ban the hijab in schools. Shame!
Shame!
The motive of the government is clear: to erase all expression of the Muslim identity, including the support of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Shame!
Shame!
The investigation was never about campus climate. The CAP government takes it on itself a personal role and duty to enable Islamophobic sentiment in the province.
Shame!
We know this is not an isolated movement. It is part of a larger attack to repress the student movement for Palestine across North America. Across the U.S., student organizers, Palestinian, Arab, and Muslims, are being arrested, deported, surveilled by the Trump administration.
Shame!
At Columbia University, our comrade Mahmoud Khalil was abducted from his home for opposing the genocide and occupation of his homeland. Shame!
Shame!
Students are being taken as political prisoners to attempt to break the student movement, but we will not be silenced. These are merely fear tactics to deter the students who have remained steadfast in their demands. We demand boycotts, sanctions, and divestments on the Zionist entity, which just last week murdered nearly 1,000 Palestinians as they broke the ceasefire in a new escalation of violence on our people during Ramadan.
Shame!
We know that this investigation did not start because of the so-called so-called climate. It started because students mobilized against the genocide in Gaza in November. Our solidarity with Gaza, with Palestine, remains a threat to the Zionist agenda and its lobbies, which attempt to control our campuses with the help of the complicit ministry and government. Shame!
Shame!
We demand an end to the ministry investigations, and we demand Minister Dehi resign immediately from her position as Ministry of Higher Education for her conflict of interest.
Shame! Shame!
The student movement remains undeterred in the face of the administrative threats, sanctions, and ministry repression. We will continue to mobilize, organize, and struggle in the face of the genocide and occupation of our people in Gaza, the occupation of the Holy Land, and Aqsa, Palestine. Until the freedom of our prisoners and the recalling of our martyrs in the hour of liberation, we will continue. Glory to our martyrs and long live the resistance!
The investigation was announced last December in a social media post. Dehi told Radio-Canada that she had been receiving several complaints from students saying they felt unsafe on campus. The Dawson Teachers Union said in a statement that the complaints were not accurate and that this investigation is a distraction from major budget cuts that are the biggest threat to Dawson's learning environment. The union also wrote that its members are doing work that is in line with ministerial and departmental requirements and that other suggestions would be false and inappropriate. Furthermore, the Fédération nationale des enseignantes et des enseignants du Québec, a provincial teachers' union, said Dehi is in a conflict of interest. Before she was elected as higher education minister, she served as a board member at Quebec's Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs. The provincial union also called out Dehi for demanding Dawson to justify the content of a French course that explores topics about Palestine, saying this is a political interference and poses as an attack on academic freedom. Dehi also reportedly intervened in a Palestinian literature course at Vanier College. She said it's her obligation to ask questions. Rachel Dutch, a Jewish professor at Dawson College, also gave a speech at the protest, calling attention to Israel's killing of Hassam Shabbat, a Palestinian journalist who reported on Gaza as a correspondent for Al Jazeera.
Keep pushing for peace, justice in a world where everyone's human rights are respected, where we care about suffering and the pain of others, and where genocides are stopped. Woo! I'll end with this. 2 days ago, a young journalist named Hassam Shabbat was killed in northern Gaza. Hassam wrote a last message to the world, which is not a normal thing for a young person to have to do, because he knew he'd most likely be killed because journalists are killed in Gaza every day.
Shame!
This is what he wrote. I ask you now, don't stop talking about Gaza. Don't let the world turn its back on it. Keep fighting, keep telling our stories until Palestine is free. End the genocide. Free Palestine! Woo!
Students marched to the Israeli consulate and continued down Rue St. Catherine while surrounded by dozens of riot cops. Protesters then dispersed near McGill, and no arrests were made. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.